Order, compliance with the open meeting law?
Yes, it was sent to county clerk, the radio, newspaper, posted online.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Are there any additions, corrections, anything with the agenda at all?
I have something.
Okay.
I was wondering about the evaluation. The way things have been the last couple of months, and I kind of question whether it's fair for either side, for Lori or the committee. On top of that, just a FYI for you, Dave, I need to be out of here by 10 o'clock today. I made another appointment before I knew we were having the evaluation. I figured we'd be done, so.
Okay.
But hey, you want to have it, that's fine, but I just don't think it's quite right.
Input from anybody else?
Say, Joyce, do you want to address that?
Sure. Hey, well, one of the things, Dale, is that we are a little bit behind schedule on the evaluation, so we need to get caught up. The other thing is they're required to have an evaluation once per year, and they're also required to have a satisfactory evaluation prior to the July 1 wage increase. So that's coming up soon. So we do need to go through Lori's. We can go through it quickly. I mean, unless there's any real issues. Lori, do you think you could get, is your meeting going to be done in an hour? Do you think
we could? It's going to be, I mean,
I know
there's not too much to go over. So,
okay.
I think the majority of it we can complete by 10 o'clock.
Well, that's fine.
Approve the agenda, Dale, or what?
I'll move to approve as printed then.
I'll second.
Dale approved. Joanne, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Agenda's accepted. The minutes are. Next.
No, you were right. It was agenda.
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. So we got approval of the agenda, approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, anything different with the minutes that from the last meeting? If not, may I have a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Pam is approving them. A second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Blair.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number five, public comments and communications. Is there anybody that we have for?
So, any kind of communications? We've got Rob Bell on. Rob was appointed by the board yesterday.
Okay.
Rob Bell has worked with us in a number of capacities, both personally and professionally. Do you want to tell a little bit about yourself, Rob?
Well, for one thing, my wife, Carrie, was on the committee for, I think, 6 years.
Yes.
And Carrie is now in the Lancaster Health Services, unfortunately, and she's handling it very well. And so I have a connection with folks with disabilities due to Carrie. Also, I spent the last 16 years as a professional speaker. Of course, this coronavirus has shut that business down, and so I just recently got a new cat.
There you go.
I have a black cat in the room. He might be pounding on the door in a minute. No, I am.
I just got one.
I just want to say ADRC has been so amazingly helpful for Carrie and I to negotiate and get through her challenges. It's an honor to be a part of the committee, and I hope I can be a positive participant. So thank you.
Thank you. Do we want to take a minute and introduce ourselves to Rob? And then we also have Amanda Dagenhart on. I see Amanda's on the line too, and Amanda's our new finance director. So Rob, you know me, I'm Lori. So Lester?
Lester Johnson, County Board of Supervisors.
Dale?
Dale Hood, County Board. I remember your wife, Rob. I was on the ADRC when she was on before.
I believe this gentleman spoke at WCA convention here a year or so ago also.
Yeah, I think I did.
Dave?
Rob, welcome aboard. I've known Rob for a long time. Very fine gentleman, and glad to have you on board. And I'll miss you because I've got my 6 years and I have to leave.
Oh.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Pam?
I'm Pam Hendrick. I live in Boscobel.
And Arnold?
Arnold, I'm Arnold. I live in Platteville. I'm a supervisor on the board.
Joanne?
Joanne Bloom. I'm in Fenimore, but will be moving next month up to Minnesota, so I will be going off the board also.
I was thinking of you in Minneapolis this last few weeks.
Timing is everything. I put my house on the market, and 2 weeks later, the whole country shuts down. I put an offer in on a condo in Minneapolis, and the following week, they have the riots and protests. So I was wondering if there was a lesson in there for me, but everything seems to be going. And I just got an offer on my house this past week. So I feel much relieved at that. And hopefully everything goes through with that. So I'll be closing. I'll be moving July 8th.
Okay.
Hopefully if everything goes through on my closing here, that'll be the end of July. So I'll be back in town for a day or two for that. So.
All right. Well, we're sad to have you and Dave both go then.
I know. And this has been, it's been a real joy to be on the board and to help in any way I can. So I'm now looking forward to doing similar things up in the Twin Cities. So.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, that's great. I hope you can do that because you've been valuable to us and we really appreciate it. So
thank you.
We wish you all the best in Minneapolis.
Thank you.
Hopefully it'll all be calmed down by the time you get there.
I know, I'm hoping. And if you're ever up in that area, I, just message me or something and I'll, I'm very close to the airport and to Mall of America. So
wonderful.
Yeah, forward to it. And 4.5 miles from my daughter, which is unbelievable. And there's a bike path from my condo to her house.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, nice. The whole way. So, cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the grandkids being able to come over and see me. So, it'll be nice.
Perfect. Well, Lori, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Lori, that's where Greg lives. He lives in Minneapolis.
Oh, really?
My grandson.
Okay. Yeah. So, we've got Joyce on the call. Joyce Rowling, for everybody for the evaluation purposes. Rob, I think you know Bob Keeney. Looks like Caroline's just getting in here, so we'll wait on her a minute. And then we've got Amanda on the call. We've got Gary Plemer, who's our maintenance person on the call. And then we've got Shane Drinkwater, who is our IT person on the call. Carolyn, how are you?
I'm good.
We were just having people introduced. We have a new board member, Rob Bell.
Howdy.
Hi.
So yeah. We were just going around introducing each. So do you just want to introduce yourself a minute?
I'm Carolyn Vanderwill from Platteville. And I started the board 2 or 3 years ago. I can't even remember now. But I work with individuals with disabilities. So hence the reason I'm on board, I guess.
Well, there are other reasons too.
But that's true too.
All right, I think we've got introductions. Amanda, did you want to say anything?
I'm just here kind of seeing how the committee operates and learning what I can. This is just my third week here at the county, so trying to soak it all in. And I apologize, I didn't say anything earlier. I have the auditors here this week too, so one of them had just come in and asked me a question and I heard my name and so I apologize I didn't respond earlier.
No problem. And we haven't even met formally yet either, but I was actually sending you an email this morning on something to do with the auditors that I think they'll want to know. So I'll follow up with you after the meeting on that.
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
We're good.
So we're ready to move on to number 6 then, the closed session for consideration of employment and all that with it. Evaluation, Lori?
Yes. Okay. So Shane The people that are not on the call will be put in a waiting room if they want to stay on and then can come on after. Is that correct?
That is correct. They'll be put into a holding state until the private session is complete.
At first, I thought you said a holding cell, Shane.
That too.
I think we need a motion, right, to go into
first. Yeah. How many questions are going to go to sessions?
What's that, Dale?
That's the statute 18.85, parent 1, parent C, considering employment and compensation.
Okay, Dale has made the motion to go into closed session. Have a second?
I'll second.
Who seconded?
I did, Arnold Rawson.
Arnold? Okay, thanks, Arnold. So we've had a motion to go into closed.
The names?
Yes.
It's been a while. Okay. Dale Hood?
Yes.
Lester Jansen?
Yes.
Dave Danny?
Yes.
Pam Hendrick?
Yes.
Arnold Rawson?
Yes.
Joanne Bloom?
Yes.
Carolyn Vanderweil?
Yes.
And Rob Bell?
Yes.
Dale, do you have anything that you want discussed before you leave that's on the agenda? Or do you want to be nominated for anything?
I don't care.
Really? This is good news.
And before Dale does leave, I did check into that windshield thing, and we have a $500 deductible. And now that I had said that, I'm pretty sure Mariah told me that. So.
You want to move all the way down to election?
No, I left it. I really don't have any comments on anything, I don't think.
Okay. So should just stay with the agenda the way it's set up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so then on to number 8 with the advocacy reports and activities, ADRC regional board meeting report. Does anybody have anything they want to add to that?
It was just via Zoom.
Yeah.
I don't recall anything major happening.
I don't think so either. I've got the agenda that we had, and there was just some citizen board comments. And there was, I think her name was Nancy Fisker, that was looking at from Lafayette County Board being a new member. And I'm not sure where that went to. And then we just went through February and March expenses, the call reports, the regional manager's reports, office reports, and that was pretty much it. And the next meeting is scheduled for June 25th, but we aren't quite certain where that's going to be at yet.
Right.
If they're going to try to meet where they can be on everybody there and spaced, or if they just can Zoom again.
Hi, Dale.
Good day.
Bye, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.
So does that sound pretty much like what everybody else experienced?
Yeah, I think it was mostly updating the board on how people were managing.
Right. Same as all of us.
Exactly.
This weekend. And then the OAA refunding, I don't recall who's.
Oh, I think that was mine. I just put that on there that we had gotten, we got $38,000 for nutrition, and then we got another, that was from the Families First Act, and then we got another 70, I don't have the exact numbers because I didn't put up that. About 71,000, 72,000 additional dollars through the CARES Act. We also got about 15,000 in family caregiver, and we got. I think we got about 17. So that's a little crazy right now because we have to spend all of that money out. So for nutrition, we have to spend all the Families First money out first, then the CARES Act second, and it's just craziness, but we're getting it done. So we did get, those were the additional dollars that we did have, but we have to spend out all those dollars first. They don't have a match. Though, so that's good. So, and then we'll get into the OAA funding. So, We also, I believe I have to talk to Amanda about that today. I think we have to split that out, Courtney. I just realized that. I think we're going to have to split out those funding sources separately because that will be great. So we will be looking at that. I'll talk with Amanda about how we're doing that. So our financial reports might have just gotten like 3 pages longer. So. Okay. So that's all I had on that.
Okay. Number 9, approval of the vouchers. Has everybody had an opportunity to look at those and have any comments, corrections, questions?
Just had a comment about the expenses versus budget by department. The workman's comp, it's over budget. Is that something ongoing?
I think it depends. They estimate that in the, they estimate that for the following year. We get those numbers from finance.
Okay.
My guess is that will probably be adjusted. Oftentimes that towards the end of the year, we actually get a discount back on workers. I don't know if discount's the right word, but we often get a something back on that. But I know our workers' comp rates did go up. Bob, can you speak on that anymore since, or Amanda could maybe speak on that. I don't know if she knows that, but so yeah, those numbers are, they come from the finance department generally. But I think in the past we've gotten kind of a refund back.
The workers' comp policy is paid up front. So like you say, Lori, afterwards, there's an audit. So if you don't use it, you could get refunded or next year's payment. But that's why it's all paid up front.
Okay.
An insurance, basically.
That's all I had.
Thank you.
So can I have a motion to approve the vouchers?
Approve the vouchers.
Who is that, Lester?
Yes.
Okay, second?
I'll second
Arnold.
It.
Arnold, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. The Montfort rent increase, number 10.
They're back. So they sent me a formal letter asking essentially for a $300 increase, so from $900 to $1,200. So $100 a month. I think, you know, they have not had a rent increase at all since I have been here. I have a lot of feelings about the Montfort site and whether it should even be here, but I think that's separate from whether we pay the increase in the rent or not. I do think we can probably budget it. But it does need them.
What was your reasoning for the increase?
That they've had increased costs in the building, and they have not done an increase in, well, they haven't done one in the whole 8 years I've been here. So I don't believe, Courtney, do you?
Okay.
I don't think they have.
I don't think they have.
So I think they're just looking at increases in everything.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we can budget for it. I think there's still some concern about the building and the numbers there, but I think that's a separate issue from the rent. So, and I think that should be probably dealt with separately. So
do we need a motion on that to do
yes,
that?
Yes, I would prefer it.
Okay, and then a discussion on the building and that later on.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so can I have a motion? Well, is there any kind of discussion? Does anybody have any input, questions, or comments?
Is it a month-to-month or a year's lease or what?
All of our leases are they're pretty low-key. They're pretty informal leases. So I think the way it's written is if we give 30 days notice. Does that sound right, Courtney, when I say that? I think it's 30 days on either end.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? If not, can I have a motion to approve the increase from the $900 to $1,000?
$1,200.
I'm sorry, $1,200. And that's for a 3-month period?
It's for the whole year. It's It'll go up to 1,200.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make the motion. I'll move that we accept the rent increase.
Okay, Joanne made the motion. Have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Arnold second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Then number 11, financial report. We've kind of talked about that, but are there any other questions, comments, anything else in regards to that?
Yeah, so you can see, obviously, we're sitting well with the finance report, with finances right now, because we haven't been providing that many services and transportation. So everyone else is pretty much on track. We have hired our INA specialist as of late yesterday afternoon. So that will change our ADRC budget, but that was already budgeted for. So if anything, we're going to see, you know, money left in some budgets. And I suspect with the Older Americans Act funding that they will allow for some carryover on that, since we're having all the CARES Act funding and the Families First funding. If we don't spend out all of our OAA funds by the end of the year, I would assume they'll allow that to be carried over. So I think we're in pretty good shape.
Does anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns on the financial report? If not, have a motion to accept the financial report.
So move.
Is that Lester?
Yes.
Okay. Lester made the motion. A second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Joanne, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Now the biggie. Election of officers. I'm out of here, unfortunately. I've enjoyed my time here and would like to continue, but I can't do that. So we need the election of officers, and start with a chair. Have nominations for a chairperson.
I'll nominate Carolyn Vanderwiel.
Carolyn? Okay. Anybody else have a someone they want to nominate? Going once.
Wait. This is way too fast. So someone's going to tell me exactly what this is, what I have to do?
What I'm doing right now.
Just run the meetings?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Just like Dave does.
Okay. If nobody else wants it, Rob Bell.
I'll make a nomination.
I don't know what's going on.
Pardon? Wait,
I didn't hear you, Rob.
What did Rob say?
I just said, I'm still learning. I don't want to take you down. But thanks.
Okay.
I got a lot to learn.
Okay. So if there's no other nominations, have a motion to approve Carolyn as chairperson.
You have to cast a unanimous ballot.
Cast a unanimous ballot that Carolyn be elected as chairman.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? You're it, Carolyn.
Thanks, Arnold.
You do a
good. Did we do that okay, Bob?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now we need a nomination for the vice chairperson. Any nominations for your vice chairperson?
I'd like to nominate Dale Hood.
Okay, Lester's made the nomination for Dale Hood, and he's not here to defend himself.
Well, I heard he was up for anything, so.
Yeah, he did say it. He said it, so.
Yes, he did say that. Is there anybody else that wants to make a nomination for vice chairperson?
I'll make a nomination that the nominations be closed and a unanimous ballot be closed for Dale Hood.
Okay, the motion's been made that Dale be the person for a chairperson, and those motions are closed. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Is That's Dale Hood. And then secretary, that'll be Courtney.
We have to officially elect a secretary, but yes, it's Courtney.
Okay.
I'll nominate Courtney.
Well, you can't nominate Courtney. You have to nominate a chairperson, but Courtney will do the minutes.
Does an excellent job. Okay.
What's that? It's a title and name only, basically.
So we do need a nomination for someone for the secretary. Have anybody to make a nomination?
I promise Courtney will do it all.
Yeah. Nope. I'll nominate Mr. Bell.
Pardon?
Pardon?
You'll nominate yep. Rob. Rob, are you okay with that? You just, I think, basically have to sign the minutes.
Sounds like my kind of job.
Okay, so nomination's been made for Rob to be the official, unofficial secretary. Any other nominations? If not, have a motion to approve Rob as secretary.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Joanne's made the motion. All in favor? Well, I have to have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, Joanne, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. Opposed? Motion carried. 13 reports. ADRC.
One thing, just a minute. I must have revised this because I left something. I swear I had it on there, and I'm seeing that we don't. The regional board, Dave would like to stay on the regional board. We probably can't take action on this. I thought we have to do an appointment, Bob. I thought we discussed that, but I must have dropped it. So anyway, if you're okay, what's that?
I thought we appointed him last month to be on the regional board. I think so. I think we did that last month at last month's county board meeting.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Yeah. At last month's county board meeting.
That's why I took it off, because I knew I had it on there, and I'm like, wait a minute, never mind. Okay, we're fine. So Dave is going to stay on as the on our regional board, and then but we also have Carolyn, and we also have a board person on there as well. So they will be able to report back, and Dave will also, if he's got any concerns, will talk to me. So and thank you.
Is that for 1 year term? Is that what it is?
Yes. Or yes. Actually, I think it's a 2 year term.
Okay.
I'll have to double check when your term runs out, Dave. So we'll have to talk with Mary about that.
Okay.
I'm not positive right off the bat right now, so.
Okay, that's fine.
See, there's my memory at work. Can't remember anything.
You're not alone. Number 13 reports, ADRC director's report.
And I just gave you a quick one. Obviously, I feel like everything I've been doing has been COVID related or budget related or whatever. So I just gave you a quick report on that. So if you have any questions, but.
Does anybody have any questions on the director's report? Everybody has it, I assume, right?
Yes.
Yes. And I guess I would ask, I sent you out those, those state reconstitution guidelines. Did anybody have any questions on those? We will be incorporating those into our phases as well. So did anybody have any concerns? I thought they really went along with what we're doing already pretty well. So
are we officially still in phase one, or have we gone beyond?
Officially, if you look by our phases, we're not even to phase one yet. So when we go to all, when we don't have any red on the metrics that I have, then we would officially be in phase one.
Okay. But yeah, I think they look good.
Okay. I thought they were pretty much in alliance with everything we've done.
Right.
So they pretty much came out after everybody had their plans all done. So that's all I have.
Any other questions in regards to that? If not, then ADRC program reports.
So am I a program? Is that what I am?
Are you a program?
Or was I back, was I supposed to be back in public comment? And
you were, but let's get through this, and then if you have a comment, we can probably let you comment.
I came in too late for the public
comment. That's okay.
Okay, so our mom's groups resumed our meetings on Monday. We have a possible site that we could do something with, but that's still in the works. Nothing's definite on that. To build this facility. But I was talking to a lawyer yesterday, and they steered me towards two places in Wisconsin. Champion House, which is in Hillsboro, which I've never heard of, and Life Navigators out of Wauwatosa. So we're going to look into those two, see what exactly they're, how they're doing it, and they maybe want to venture back into Grant County somehow and help us out with something. But those are the two places that we're going to go forward with contacting.
Great.
But we're just working at a snail's pace.
Well, you're still moving, so that's okay.
Unfortunately.
So if you look at our numbers, for the most part, we've stayed pretty consistent. Our information and assistance numbers have, you know, they haven't increased by a lot, but they've pretty much been going up. So our numbers haven't changed a whole lot, even with COVID. Probably the one part that did change a little bit was our EBS. And I think that's just because, you know, that's the most vulnerable population right there that she serves in. And so her numbers did take a dip in May, but I think they are coming back up as well. If you look at her actual cases, you know, there is a dip, but I think we'll just need to get back on track with her trying to do some things more virtually. Our disability benefits actually went up, and now it's kind of staying off. And caregiver has just pretty much been okay. Our support group, obviously, it's a little hard, as you can see by this format. It's a little hard to do these support groups over this format, but they did one, I think, last week. So we are kind of getting back. We are also referring people to a lot more virtual state caregiver support groups as well. Transportation, obviously, that's where we're going to see numbers, but if you look at our main numbers, they're starting to go back up for our TRIPS program. Specialized, we've been doing very little of, just because of the social distancing thing. Taxi, we're continuing to run. Obviously, those numbers went down. They went down because we actually limited them to essential services. So much to the dismay of some women that want to go get their hair appointments done, and I'm saying no, I'm saying we're limiting it to groceries and pharmacies and things like that. That's the end of the day. So I think for the most part, you know, they're good. Any questions on those? That's all I have.
Okay. Is there anything else from anybody else on any of everything that's going on, everything that's happening?
Well, I have two things that I would like to say. Number one, wish Joanne again all the best of luck in your new venture. That'll be exciting. And, you know, I'm sure you're going to love it being that close to your family. So that's really, really very nice. We've really enjoyed having you on the board.
Thank you very much.
We will miss you. So you'll have to check in with us. I'm sure you'll come back to Fenimore once in a while. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. I have a lot of friends here, so
I'll be
making those trips back. But thank you so much. It's been a real eye-opening experience for me too, to just to learn about the processes and everything that, you know, we go through helping people. So I feel like I've grown just by being on this committee, and it's helped me So thank you.
Well, we've certainly grown by having you on the committee, so we appreciate that. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. I'm sitting here in my in one of my empty bedrooms. So it's probably an echo or something.
Nope, it's fine. It's fine. And Dave, we also wish you all the best. But since I know you're not moving, you know, you only have to be off for a year and then you can come back on.
If I'm available, I'll certainly be glad to come back.
Your knowledge and expertise in long-term care has really been invaluable for us. And I
enjoyed working with you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine providing services in this day and age with all of the stuff that's going on. Having worked in the field and used to the face-to-face contact with everybody, how difficult it is to try to provide services without having face-to-face contact. So I appreciate the work everybody's done, including the board. Carolyn, good luck. And Rob and Dale.
Gee, thanks.
I know you guys will do a great job. And I just want to say I really appreciate the support of everybody and look forward to getting back here if I'm able to do that.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. And we appreciate you staying on in the regional capacity. So we'll still get to see you once in a while. So that'll be good. So, but we appreciate you staying on in that. And yeah, we're always in need of board members. So, but we appreciate, especially you've been the chair for a couple
of years. Not long enough. No. Well, I've enjoyed it, but.
Well, much appreciated. So we will miss you on the board as well. So.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And the next meeting is August 19th and you'll let us know how we're going to be doing it. Probably.
Yes. Depending on what phase we're in, I guess. Right. All right. Well, thank you all for getting through this awkward little meeting today, but I think it went well. So.
Thank you.
Lori, have a great day. Rob, thank you so much.
Got to have a motion to adjourn.
Lori?
Yes.
Are you going to go to monthly meetings or are you going to skip the month?
I don't think we have a need for a meeting next month. I'll look at it. But right now, I don't believe that we really have anything.
Just ask him the question.
Yeah.
So do we have a motion to adjourn?
Okay. Now we adjourn until the 19th of August, tentatively.
Unless we need to meet, from right now what I'm looking at, I don't really see a reason to. But that's up to you. I'm sorry, Lester, I can't hear you.
That's the date I'll put down.
Okay, if I think we need to meet before that, I'll give you a heads up. Normally July is kind of an off month because people are kind of doing their own thing, but nobody can do their own thing now. So
so Lester made the motion.
Courtney, did you have something you wanted to say?
I was just going to say we needed a motion to adjourn.
So Lester, you made the motion?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay, have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Carolyn, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
If somebody else wants to take over, it's